The Elmer Eisler Singers in Performance. You heard Canadian Healy Willans, Rise Up, My Love, My Fair One. You're with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at the arts here on a Monday.
Don't deplore my fondness for fond adore. You know how a fond adore can lead to a few. And baby, when it...
What a voice. My guest this afternoon, Mika Barnes, a fixture of the Canadian art scene, certainly the music scene, and a wonderful vocalist, vocal coach, collaborator with names like Jackie Richardson, one of my favorites, longtime member of the Nylons, and Mika, also a wonderful host for events, and he was going to be part of the 2020 Dance Collection Dance Hall of Fame event, but obviously this year's gala has been postponed. Here to talk about music, the arts, and dance, perhaps a little on the line, the great Mika Barnes. Welcome, Mika.
Well, what a lovely introduction, Mark. Careful, my head has to fit in and out of my front door.
I know, my friend. Well, it's great to have you here, and I've always been a fan, you know that. And put us in your shoes for just a moment. Working musician, nightclubs, cabaret scene, theater shows, workshops, galas, like the Dance Hall of Fame, all at a standstill right now. What has that meant for you over the last couple of weeks?
It's interesting. There's the resilience to the that you have to build up as in the life of a musician, a working musician. And I've had to, like everybody in our industry, and that includes the promoters, the venues, the concert halls, the people who take your tickets at the door, you know.
Yeah.
We've all had to take a really big breath and recognize that if we're not that our job as a culture is to stay healthy, stay standing, and stay safe so that we have a healthy arts culture when we return to public life.
Right.
And so, of course, there is panic about will we ever make a living again, because a lot of people are, you know, I'm lucky in that I can coach clients online for vocal technique. And
so that's something you've been doing. We've seen a lot of people jump online using elements like Facebook and Instagram and Zoom so that they continue to do some teaching and some working that way.
And you know what else seems to have happened, Mark? And I think this is how people are surviving. You know, musicians love to play music for people. It's it's what we do. And so what I'm seeing, not only is there a blossoming of online culture in terms of people posting songs and ideas and all kinds of sort of community building things, like there's been a whole lot of fundraising that's begun, for instance, for the Actors Fund, for all kinds of support for organizations that actually go and help artists who are in need.
We were just talking about the Unison Fund on Friday, how important that's been for musicians.
Isn't it something?
Yeah.
And so it's interesting because, of course, the whole raison d'etre of Dance Canada Dance is to support the dance community, which, you know, is such a... dance is such an ephemeral kind of thing. You can't capture it. You know, it doesn't exist as a hard... you can't take it home and sort of own it. You've got to show up in public space, and the dancer has to move through space in front of you. So there's no way that that culture wouldn't survive if we didn't have a whole lot of people digging in and giving. For instance, that's one of the organizations that I'm very, very proud to be associated with, because I know how much they do for dancers.
Let me jump in there, because this is an event I went to last year, Dance Collection Dance, the Hall of Fame event happening at the Globe and Mail Center. Beautiful event, and really, what an incredible group of inductees this year. You're a part of it again, or we're going to be a part of it. Tell us a little bit about what you were looking forward to and some of the people involved.
You know, it's crazy, Mark. Having lived a very long life in the arts here in Canada, there was a couple of my favorite dance personalities, artists, who were being inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. In particular, Michael Grey Eyes, who came up through the ballet, School of Ballet. And, you know, because he's an Indigenous dancer and choreographer and director, he's got a real powerful perspective which I have just really enjoyed through the years. So I'm delighted to see that he's being inducted. And one of my personal favorites is Margie Gillis.
Yeah, great Quebec, you know, modern dance artist, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Always the most brave, courageous kind of, you know, real on-the-edge kind of performance. And so she's another. What I love in particular about this Hall of Fame is that it goes, they take the best care of finding the different dance communities across the country. They don't just focus on like just ballet and modern dance that's sort of Ontario-centric. They really look and try to find who have been the roots of this culture in Canada. And that's why it's been such an honor to be involved through these years. I began my association when they inducted my partner, my former partner, Renee Highway, into the Hall of Fame. And I got to accept on his behalf because he passed in, many years ago. But it turned out that they asked me to host. And so it's been just a beautiful sort of, every year is like a big family reunion for us, you know?
I want to mention, too, some of the other dancers. Ethel Bruneau, the tap dancing octogenarian, still tap dancing. Still tapping. Flamenco star Rosario Anser. How can you ignore James Kadelka in that list as well?
Just my God.
Massive. Yeah. I mean, you can't even really understand that. But Peter Bonham and so on. So a great list, and wonderful that you've been a part of it, and I hope that they will find another date to do it again, either this year or reconvene next year, because Dance Collection Dance is really, like you say, going across the country, finding those great dance organizations and really getting to people. I'll quickly mention, if people do want to look at their website, dcdhalloffame.com, dcdhalloffame.com.
We are going to do it next year in March.
Okay.
So we're just looking at the date, and all the same inductees will be... We will officially induct this year's current crop next year.
I love that. So tell me, as you are starting to look ahead, I know we've got at least probably two weeks for starters, but probably looking more towards 6 weeks or 8 weeks before things really start to come back into focus. What are you thinking about over the next couple months?
So something interesting happened. You played a song from my upcoming album, which is called Vegas Breeze. And I had the record in the can. We were producing the videos for the different songs. I was about to release a single and drop the entire album at the end of March of this year. And early in the game, I heard from an elderly couple that wanted to come to the CD launch, and they said, "We'd love to come, but we're concerned about our health." This is long before the raft of cancellations. And I thought, oh dear, I think we'd better postpone. So we took our plans, put them on ice, and you'll enjoy this, because this is what musicians do, right? I called my band and we started rehearsing, arranging songs for the next album.
Let's just start on the next project, right?
Right? Yeah. They were all out of work. Like, while we were working together on the songs, they would be getting cancellations on their phone via email as we spoke. Like, and at one point I said, "So how is it looking, guys?" And they said, "Well, it looks like you're the only guy paying us this month."
So let's start the new record. Yeah.
Right? Good time. But I put my plans on hold, and we're going to be looking at the fall for touring the country with the new album.
Great.
And, that feels like that's probably the smartest way to go.
I think so. And some really thoughtful conversation here. I really appreciate it, Mika. Thank you for taking a few moments with us this afternoon.
Mark, it's always a pleasure. I love what you do. I love the station, and I'm always happy to be a part of the family.
Mika Barnes, look out for the new record and another tour and Dance Collection Dance all happening in the months and over the next year. And you're listening to the new Classical FM.